Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Cyrus.
Hey, Cyrus, it's Michael. Just give you a heads up.
Hey,
you're about
Michael,
4 minutes away on. You're about 4 minutes away on Samantha Harris.
Okay.
And you saw the note about Yoga Works Pink. Will you be able to bring that up?
Oh, of course. Yeah, I'm going to actually make most of the segment about that, if that's okay with you, Michael.
Okay. Yeah. Great. I think she'll appreciate that.
Okay. Yeah. Not a problem.
Okay. All right. Perfect. I'll give you a call back soon.
All right. Thanks a lot.
You got it. Bye.
Hello, this is Cyrus.
Cyrus, hey, it's Michael. I know that I'm a minute late here, but you got your full 10 minutes, so you got her till a minute after.
All right. Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it.
Here she comes. Samantha, you're on with Cyrus Webb.
Great. Hi, Cyrus.
Hello, Samantha. Thank you for the time. Really appreciate it.
How are you?
Doing really good. Doing really good. Excited to speak with you. We're going to go ahead and start the taping for you, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. But for a radio audience tuning in at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com, we're glad that you all could be with us. Also, tuning in to our friends at iHeartRadio and Amazon Music Podcast, we're glad you all could be with us as well. Well, if you guys are like me, I know you guys are fans of the Game Show Network, and one of the shows that gets a lot of attention is Tug of Words. We're excited to welcome the Emmy Award-winning TV host of that broadcast to our program today for the very first time. Samantha Harris is joining us to talk to us not only about the success of the show, but also how she's using her platform to raise awareness for causes that matter to her. Samantha's also the ambassador for Yoga Works Pink. We'll talk to you about the work that they're doing and where you guys can go for more information there, too. Samantha, thank you again for the time. Really do appreciate it.
Oh, gosh, really happy to be here with you.
Well, the pleasure's definitely all mine. We have to talk about Tug of Words for sure because, I mean, I'm a big fan of the Game Show Network, as many people are. And, of course, people are excited about, you know, the different teams on Tug of Words and, you know, who's going to be able to get the flag. What has it been like for you to see the excitement for this show and the way that it really has brought people into learning, too?
Well, boy, I tell you, with over 300 words per episode, I've learned a lot of vocabulary, and I was a journalism major, so I think, okay, this is great. I love it. But it's more the fun and the action and the activity of, you know, a show where if you like Wordle or you like crossword puzzles and you like fast word play to really brain tease, this is definitely a show for you, because what Tug of Words does is we start with a three-letter word. I give you a clue, you change one letter in that existing word to create a new word that gets you the answer, and we build on that to give you then another clue and so on. So for an example, let's say the word is tug, and my clue is the label that hangs in your clothing. You change the U in tug to an A, and now it becomes tag. You say tag, mm-hmm. and that's your new word, and now we go to the next, you know, the black sludge on the road. Okay, now you change tag to car, and to keep going.
Yeah.
Then eventually we're at four-letter, five-letter, and ultimately six-letter words, changing two letters at a time. And it's fast, it's fun, and I just have a really a blast with the contestants, which are two teams of two.
Yeah, I can tell. When I was prepping for this segment, I went back and watched some of the episodes, and you could tell your own excitement for it as well, Samantha. And that's been a big part of your life and your journey, especially in the public. I mean, I didn't mention it, but you're also a best-selling author. Your book, You're Healthy as Healthy, got a lot of attention as well, continues to help people when it comes to taking control of their health. What has it been like for you through work like your book, and even as I mentioned, as the ambassador for Yoga Works Pink, what has it been like for you, Samantha, to use your platform to raise awareness and to help other people too?
Well, you know, when I was blindsided by a breast cancer diagnosis in 2014, my daughters were just 3 and 6 at the time. My husband and I had absolutely no idea what to do, what was next at every stage. I had 3 surgeries as I was coming out of recoveries. I didn't know, even though I had been a certified trainer since way before my days on Dancing with the Stars. Since my breast cancer diagnosis, I went back to school. I became a certified health coach. And even though I'm still doing all my work in television, the primary work I do, which is, you know, the purpose that comes, and the passion out of a diagnosis, has been to help others reach their healthiest, healthy life possible, you know, getting the toxins out of what is in, on, and around their body that leads to so many diseases as it did to mine. And to so when I became very quickly a national ambassador, actually, for Susan G. Komen, the world's leading breast cancer nonprofit. And through my work with them, and when I learned, you know, of the 1 in 8 women who will be diagnosed with invasive breast cancer over the course of her lifetime, only 5 to 10% of those cancers are actually genetic, and mine was also not genetic. And so when I learned about lifestyle and habit choices that we are making that can affect our well-being, it was a really empowering. And so I started to systematically and slowly make changes in my, you know, from the foods I was eating to how I was approaching movement every day or not, how I was mitigating stress, how I was sleeping, supplementation, where I was getting those products from, were they clean, were they filled with mycotoxins and contaminants, and how could I switch those out. And I give a lot of really insight and guidance and one-to-one by answering DMs on my Instagram and Facebook, which is Samantha Harris TV, like television, Samantha Harris TV. So please, anyone who's listening, reach out. You know, if you're going through breast cancer or you're looking to avoid a chronic disease diagnosis, I have a lot of really great ways to take control of your life. And Yoga Works Pink is a new program that Susan G. Komen just launched that has been created for and dedicated to the entire breast cancer community by creating a yoga and wellness program that has adapted poses and an adapted practice so that it meets everyone where they are at whatever level, whatever stage of recovery, for those who are caregivers for the breast cancer community to help make sure they're taking time for self-care. And they're offering 3 months free, which is a perfect time as you're coming out of surgery, especially, or treatment, to be able to have that help and guidance live and on demand.
Love that. And it's so great that you're able to use your platform that way, Samantha, and also to share your own journey and truth as well. You mentioned the way you make yourself available. I have to ask you this, and I thought about this when it comes to especially what you've done with your book and now, of course, as an ambassador with Yoga Works Pink. A lot of this seems to be about information and helping the individual to take control. Was that one of the things that also helped you to know that you don't have to be, just because you're dealing with a diagnosis does not mean that you have to give up on yourself. You really can be proactive and take control of yourself and your health.
Such importance. And I will say there were many days, especially in the first few weeks after my initial diagnosis, where I crumbled into a ball and spent time wallowing and crying. And there is a time and a place for that. And I think it's important to allow those emotions to flow. But I also found that it had a crushing weight. And I realized with the incredible anxiety that I had never felt before that was coursing through my body, with my little girls and my husband and my family I wanted to be able to take care of and live a long life for, I couldn't let that crush me. And so I made a conscious decision to flip my perspective, to try to look at the positives that were coming in, whether it was the support I had of my family, the fact that I had good health insurance, the fact that I was in otherwise great shape and that would help with recovery and future, you know, reduction in recurrence. And that really made a big difference, the mindset first going into all that was coming at me with 3 surgeries ahead. and then being on an estrogen blocker for many years. And so that really helped, and that ability to know, okay, wait, I can make shifts in how I'm eating. I can change the types of exercise and the way I'm exercising. I can make sure I'm moving my body every day to help battle future disease. And again, not just recurrence of breast cancer, but other cancers and type 2 diabetes and heart disease and neurodegenerative disorders. And then I made changes in my makeup and my personal care products, because we have our cleaning supplies, so many endocrine disruptors that mess with our hormones, carcinogens, neurotoxins that are flooding into our daily life from what we're putting in on and around our body. So that's how I guide people through my Instagram, through my book, my retreats, my courses, all the different fun stuff that I love to do and share with people.
And I know they appreciate that. So not only are you able to help to entertain us, Samantha, through the work you're doing as host of Tug of Words, but also to inspire and educate as well. And we really appreciate all of that. Again, everyone, Samantha Harris has been our guest. Make sure you guys look for her, of course, as the host of Game Show Network with Tug of Words. But also, as I mentioned, you do have her book that's available as well, Your Healthy is Healthy, and she is an ambassador for Yoga Works Pink. So if you don't mind, Samantha, let our audience know how they can find out more information about Yoga Works Pink.
Really simply, yogaworks.com/pink, or they can also just reach out to me on my Instagram at Samantha Harris TV, or my Facebook the same, and I can give them the link there, or there's a link in my bio.
Awesome. Samantha, thank you again for the time. Really appreciate it. Looking forward to speaking with you again.
You too. Thank you very much. Bye, guys.
And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webster. As always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Let's go make today amazing. Take care.